You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Both of Arkansas's Republican Senators, Tom Cotton and John Bozeman, have long favored ending the Affordable Care Act, but they are avoiding public comment about the now-flopped GOP repeal and replacement plan. Cotton and Bozeman were on the planning committees to work on a Republican replacement plan. Now they both favor repeal before replacement, which for Cotton is a shift in direction. But closer to home, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson doesn't believe Congress should delay in crafting a replacement plan, as he explained as much Tuesday to CNN.
Well, we've always wanted to have the future direction. I've always advocated that if you're going to repeal it, let us know in the states where we're going so we can plan and be stability in our delivery of health care. That's very important.
Arkansas is a strong Republican state, but Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson and other state officials are more vocal about the GOP's proposal to repeal rather than replace the Affordable Care Act right away. Heather Yates is a political scientist at the University of Central Arkansas at Conway. She offered this analysis to Arkansas Public Radio, KUAR.
You see the state officials raise a little bit more alarm because the state officials are also closer to the population it affects most. Asa Hutchinson is managing this on a daily basis, whereas Tom Cotton has a little bit of insulation being in Washington for a majority of the time and making some periodic visits to Arkansas. So there is that division between the state officials who are really stuck with managing the program and implementation of it and see the results and see the consequences turn around much more quickly than Senator Tom Cotton does.
Since the Republican failure to bring a health care plan to a vote this week, both Arkansas Senators Cotton and Bozeman have become conspicuously silent on the matter. Yates offers this explanation.
Now that it's apparent that the GOP one-party approach to health care reform has failed, they are on radio blackout, if you will. There's no messaging coming out of the Republican senators, especially the Republican senators like Bozeman and Cotton, who were on that working group, because the Republican leadership really is taking the time to recraft the message and having to really figure out how they need to reframe it. And they actually are back at the drawing board. They need to figure out how they're going to draft this legislation now. So it's the shoe is on the other foot. The Republicans have the House, they have the Senate, and they have a failed reform agenda that they primarily campaigned on in 2016. And so until they get a more unified message from the leadership issued, we're not going to be hearing a lot from the Arkansas senators. And this is also very much the same case that we're seeing for senators who were supporting the bill. We see more public messaging coming from senators who were on the fence about it or outright opposed it.
Heather Yates is a political scientist with the University of Central Arkansas in Conway. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.